Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Tatiana Sirisano.
Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's Friday. New Music Friday.
Yeah.
Weekend's nearly upon us.
It is.
Yeah.
It is indeed. Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. Let's start with one of my picks because said so. Let's start with Post Malone and Swae Lee,
yes.
Sunflower. So they have this song out that is from the Spider-Man Inside the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
They sure do.
I gotta be honest, I didn't even know what that was. I still don't.
I didn't even listen.
I didn't realize there was another movie.
And then I saw the name and I was like, is that a parody? I was like, Spider-Man Inside the Spider-Verse sounds like...
You
would like make up a name to like make fun of how many superhero movies they made.
But yeah.
I guess it is a real
movie. It's real.
We're really going to go inside the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Spider-Man keep on spiding. I don't know. Like, it's just... Anyway, so it's ridiculous.
A tangled web.
Exactly. But whatever. Okay, so Post Malone and Swae Lee have this song. It's called Sunflower. It seemingly has nothing to do with Spider-Man, I would imagine.
Or sunflowers, really.
Or sort of sunflowers.
A little bit.
Has to do with sunflowers. But anyways, it's Swae Lee, so he's half of Ray Sremmurd, who have been on our cover twice, I think, and Post Malone has been on our cover once recently.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm offering those details.
Preview guide with Dua Lipa and Ella May.
I'll keep
giving you more details.
Yeah. But Swae Lee of Ray Sremmurd fame, I don't know if you ever like follow him on Instagram or Snapchat or any of the stuff, like he just like can like effortlessly like toss off melodies that are just like super professional and polished. Mm-hmm. He's like sort of like, and I'm probably making this comparison because they have the Black Beatles song, but it's sort of McCartney-esque. Like he just comes up with these immediate melodies and they're just like already sort of perfect. So anyways, that's kind of what I like about this song. Like the Post Malone part is fine, but like Swae Lee's melody.
Post Malone part is fabulous.
Exactly. That's why I was going to say that. But it's just really like a lovely, like simple, straightforward melody. And there's just like a nice sense of like, listen, I don't know. I don't know these people personally, but like they seem like they're having a good time. It seems like a very like relaxed session, mm-hmm. and you can hear that, but it's not like relaxed at the expense of the end product.
Right.
But what do you guys think of it?
Well, speaking of the Grammy cover, Post talked about like not caring about genres anymore, which I think a lot of artists do. That's like not really anything new, but I thought it was interesting that he just said that. And then this song came out that is so... it's so different than kind of what I would expect it to be just by the names of the people in it and what it's for. Like Spider-Man, now that we know that it's a real movie that's coming out, like I would expect a song from it to just be like louder and more intense. And that's not what this was at all. But I really liked it too. I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, I was surprised by how melodic it was, especially for the two of them. Like Feelin' Whitney by Post Malone is one of my favorites of his, and this is more in that vein. So I was... happy to see this. Yeah, I totally missed it too, so thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Thanks, Spider-Man.
I was thinking you, not Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You are
Unless
Spider-Man.
Unless you are Spider-Man.
No, I mean, I opened my laptop
you heard
today.
It here
my
first.
Spidey sense was tingling. I was like, there's a Post Malone song on the horizon.
Yeah, it was great.
It's good, yeah. No, and it's basically, yeah, it's just like a spacey like pop rock song, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I mean, the whole, like, people have been saying, like, genre is over for years, but... I think it's I think it's cool when people do something like this and they're just seemingly, you know, not concerned about it. I think in the past, like, maybe artists branched out a bit more, but they were really worried about, like, labeling it. Like, I remember Lil Wayne had a rock album and there was, like, a big, like, commercial almost, like, announcement, like, hey, this isn't a hip-hop album. This is Lil Wayne doing rock. And now it's just, like, rappers just, like, put out non-rap songs.
Totally.
It's
all
not
the time.
A big deal.
Yeah.
And why not? Like, it's, you know, streaming era. Hashtag streaming
era. Hashtag
streaming era.
Hashtag normalize it.
All right, well, let's listen to it. It's Post Malone and Swae Lee. Song is called Sunflower from Spider-Man Inside the Spider-Verse. I might
That's
be getting that
saying.
Wrong. It's something like that. And I'm not trying to know. All right. Let's move to a Lindsay pick. Lindsay, you're well, actually, I'm gonna start with Zayn. I'm gonna make you wait for your Khalid.
Fine.
So Zayn has a new song, Fingers.
He does. Yes, it's called Fingers.
What do you think about Zayn's Fingers?
I love the album art. It's very spooky.
It's very digital.
Sure.
It's very Kim Petras's Halloween EP, but I will not go
any
further.
I was thinking of our pet snake digits. You meant something else?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a pet snake in the office named Digits. The album art's cool. It's like Halloween-y. But yeah, I don't know. The song is, it's good. It's definitely more down-tempo than anything I've really heard from Zayn. But the reason I want to talk about it is because I think it falls in line with this trend of artists, of pop artists now doing sort of like these one-off songs with or without an album on the way. Zayn has, of course, talked about a second album. Who really knows? He's put out a handful of songs since then that I don't even know if they've been official singles or not.
Right.
And then you have artists like Halsey doing that, Billie Eilish, of course, Charlie XCX. We've talked about this a lot here, just if pop is sort of the next wave of adopting that hip-hop, the streaming era.
Right.
Just put out music when you want. So
it seems like it. Yeah.
It really does. But yeah, I mean, this is a good song, but I wanted to bring all of that up too, so there's some substance, you know? But also my favorite lyric is when he says, "Looked and I loved ya." That's like a very cute way of saying love at first sight, I think. Like, you know, just one quick look and then he loved her.
Cute. That is cute. I didn't notice
Zayn.
That.
Just a tender moment. Anyway, what about you guys?
Well, I feel like all of the songs that he's put out to, going off what you said about like just putting out one-off singles, have sounded completely different. Mm-hmm. So I'm just interested in like what kind of sound does he want?
He's
like
probably
when
figuring
he came,
that out himself.
Yeah, like when he came off One Direction, like, I mean, that was a while ago, but everybody from that group sort of had like this chance to choose their own sound, and I feel like he's still figuring his out. So I'm just interested to see like what that is, and I like this song.
I mean, it's got a good vibe. It's not like super memorable to me. Like I've listened to it a few times and I like can't remember
Well, I couldn't understand what he was saying, I'll admit, the first time. I had to look up the lyrics.
Like,
yeah.
Speak up, young man.
He's trying to
get those marbles out of your
mumble
mouth.
Thing.
But it's good. No, I mean, he's a fantastic singer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is true. Like all the songs have been fairly different, and yeah, it makes me wonder, is he like testing out sounds and like seeing what lands with people and then crafting the album based on that, or is he just kind of like following his muse wherever it goes? But yeah, he seems in no rush to get a second album out, and I mean really, like you were saying, Lindsay, like there doesn't seem to be in like the landscape today, like for someone to remain like relevant and talked about, like it's not like you need to be on that album every other year calendar anymore. All right, let's listen to it. Zayn's Fingers.
Just trying to play a slow, start spinning in this room, in the state I think I choose, in the state I think I choose, cause I'm fucking on ya, I can't even text ya, cause my fingers ain't working but my heart is, if you wanna let me know where you are.
All right, that was Zayn's Fingers. Tati,
hello.
You are up. Which one do you want to talk about first? Which are your picks?
Let's do Dominic Fike.
All right.
So this song
Fike
is in my head, and it has been in my head. The song is called Dominic Fike. The artist is Dominic Fike. The song is Three Nights. And he's this new, I want to say rapper, but his music is kind of more like alternative and almost like Weezer-y.
Yeah.
But he's kind of billed as a rapper. But anyway, he's from Naples, and he put out this EP today called Don't Forget About Me. That I loved. And this is the song that I kind of chose this one because this is a song that's kind of doing the best for him. And that was on New Music Friday. But I honestly like every song on the EP. It's really good.
And they're all really different too.
And they're all really different. Yeah. And another interesting thing about him is he's signed to the Lights Global, which is like the label from Lil Pump's manager or former manager.
Right.
Yeah. So he seems to be somebody that could break big soon, and the songs are really good. What did you guys think about that song?
I had only kind of known about him because I heard there was like a bidding war, like some label bidding war.
Yeah. It's like, not sure how valid it was, but I did hear about it.
But whatever. I mean, I would say I really like the song, and I liked the EP a lot too. It makes me feel like he's an artist with like a ton of promise. Like this song in particular is kind of like shuffling and low key, but it's like it's polished at the same time, and it has this like kind of fun sing-song thing going on. It sort of reminds me of like Bruno Mars, especially like there's like sort of a retro feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a little like hip-hop flavor in his delivery, but like the music is not, you know, hip-hop at all.
Yeah.
Like it's very like
indie
or like pop rock or something like that. One of the songs in the EP, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's like super California, like it's very like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime-esque. All the songs on this EP are like pretty different, and they're like, you know, they're not, I mean, they're called demos. I think the name of the EP has the word demos in it, but like they seem very like well crafted regardless. So I'm like really curious about, and I don't like love every song in the EP, but I'm still really curious about Dominic.
And that he kind of seems to have come out of nowhere.
Totally.
Which
yeah.
is cool.
And he has, do you see a picture of him? He has a tattoo of the Apple logo on his face where you would usually have the tear. Like, okay.
What does it
I
mean?
I hope he got money for that. Right?
Shout out to Stephen Horowitz. He told me about this guy a couple days ago and was like, Three Nights is going to be huge. it really might be. I don't know. It sounds like to me, it's a good song for sure, but it sounds like as if he'd been sitting down for like the past couple years and writing down every trend in music. Like tropical house is kind of big. Emo rock is kind of cool with like darker hip hop sounds, but also a little bit of pop. And then he's like, I got it. it has all of that in it. And I think that's probably why it's doing well. It's familiar because it seems like it's utilizing a lot of these trends that we've seen over the past 2 years. I think it's smart in that way. It sounds like it could have been done by 10 other artists. And that's not a knock on him.
That.
Really? You think it's distinct?
I guess. I think the like mixture is sort of, I mean, I totally get what you're saying. And that's, I guess, why it reminds me of Bruno Mars. Like, because his sound is like an amalgamation of so many different things.
Yeah,
but, like,
it's totally not a knock
still
in a way.
Some
like
quality. Like there's something about it that's unique for me, at least.
Yeah.
I agree, because there was something familiar about it. But at the same time, I was trying to think of, okay, like what artist does he sound like? And I came up
and
with Sublime too, but I still couldn't like, I don't know. There weren't that many artists that came to mind that I was like, okay, this is someone to compare him to.
Yeah.
And usually when I think this artist sounds like Sublime, I'm not like, I want to hear more of that.
I am.
Really not. I mean, I know a lot of people are big Sublime fans. I'm not, I was never that into it.
Yeah. I mean, I have not listened to the full EP yet, so I think I should probably do that. But I can see the song growing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Steven's never wrong, Lindsay.
Well.
Just kidding. He's always wrong. That's our coworker. Anyways, let's listen to it. It's Dominic Fike, it's Three Nights, and here it is. So I get lost in my music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room, walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made of money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late, thinking about you, and MIA for three nights at the motel, under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. All right, let's do one of your picks, Lindsay. So we've got Khalid and Empress of song is Sun City, and yep. Khalid has an EP out.
Oh, he does.
You're like the Khalid stan of the world, really.
I mean, yes, I will take that title. I don't know when or how it happened, but yeah, I'm a big fan of Khalid. This EP I'm super excited about. We spoke months ago and he said, like at the height of when he was dropping all of these collaborations, and he had said that he wanted to put out something of his own before the end of the year. And everyone was kind of like, that's just, how can that happen? You're so busy. And he sort of bunkered down for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I think, and just put these together then. Like a pretty quick timeline. I'm a fan of the EP, but this song in particular, I just think is so smart and I love it. He is singing in Spanish with Empress Of. There's like a hook that goes a little bit back and forth from like the English line to the Spanish mm-hmm. translation, which is nice because it's not Spanglish. It's not like he's doing it halfway.
Yeah.
He's just finding a way to make it accessible to everybody, really, which I think is nice and a smart move. But yeah, it's really catchy, and I'm a big fan of Empress Of too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about. That's one of those names like I always see, and I haven't listened to enough.
Tati actually turned me on. So
I did.
Oh, really?
I am the resident Empress Of stan in the room.
so do you love this then, or what do you think about it?
I really like it. And it definitely, once you listen to Empress Of, you'll see that she clearly had a lot of influence on this mm-hmm. song, especially in terms of like switching line by line between English and Spanish. Like obviously mm-hmm. bilingual songs are big right now, but like
right.
mostly it's a verse and then another verse. She's mm-hmm. really does that like one line by line type of thing. But I really liked how this song, it goes into that Latin realm that we're always talking about. However, it's not like a reggaeton beat. It's very
right.
like romantic and almost like, yeah. And like ballad like, and, mm-hmm. and it's just different. So that was something interesting about it that I really liked.
Yeah, no, I really liked it too. It was different from what I expected. We've talked about Khalid plenty because you won't stop talking about it. But yeah, I mean, his debut had that like synthy, like kind of retro thing going on. And then he's done some folkier stuff and some R&B leaning stuff. And like, this is again, like a totally different, maybe not totally different, but pretty different direction. It's
yeah.
like,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a strummy acoustic thing. And there's some of that like vocal modulation in the background that high-pitched voice thing that uh-huh. pops up in like 200 different pop songs.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, got to get on the radio. And yeah, and like the tempo is kind of has kind of that a little bit of reggaeton flavor to the tempo. Like
mm-hmm. it's like a light
sort
flavor.
Of, a very light. Yeah. Light. Not fully there, but it's like a hint of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. Yeah. It's like vaguely mesmerizing. I was into it.
Yeah. I've listened to it so many times. So
yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Didn't it just come out like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure did.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Khalid and Empress Of. The song is Sun City.
Yo no sé qué sos. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame solo eso te sos. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón.
All right, that was Khalid. Let's see one of mine. So Rufus Du Sol, previously just Rufus, Australian dance act.
I didn't know that. Previously just Rufus?
Yes. They have albums out just under the name Rufus. Huh. I guess it's not Googleable enough. Wow. That's my guess. I don't know. Yeah, also, Rufus Du Sol sounds cooler.
I like
so.
Rufus Du Sol, yeah.
Anyway, so they have an album out. The first song on it, and I think the single from it, is called Treat You Better. It's just like kind of like a low-key indie dance banger type thing that I love. Like, it starts out with this churchy organ. The vocal is very, like, soulful and fragile. And it doesn't, like, explode ever, but it has this kind of, like, bubbling under low-key energy. I like kind of cut copy-ish dance music where it's, like, it has, it's dance music, but it never, like, goes totally balls to the wall.
There's no, like, insane drop.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved the, it was a very, like, natural build on this song.
Yeah. But I don't, Tati, do you have thoughts on it?
I loved it. I for a lot of the same reasons that you said. And I thought that it had a very, like, old school house vibe that was very cool, because I think right now a lot of the bigger electronic artists like Steve Aoki and, like, Diplo, like Major Lazer, are kind of dipping their hands in Latin and in hip hop and all these different things, which is awesome, which is great. Like, not knocking that at all. But I love that this song is just, like, sort of going back to, like, the roots of house music. And
right.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's probably, like, they're from Australia, and I think maybe, like, the house scene might be a little bigger over there than, I don't know, but...
Perhaps.
What,
I'm
bring
not,
it back.
I'm not in Australia, what do I know? But yeah, no, it's good. They actually, so this is, the album is called Solace, and they had two albums before as just Rufus, including one called Bloom, Troye Sivan ripoff, excuse me.
Well, this one, too, now when I'm thinking of the song, I'm thinking of who's the other one who's saying Treat You Better?
Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, that's
no,
the one.
No, I'll be honest. True. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh, it's just like that Shawn Mendes song. But
just like it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound anything like it, but...
Yeah.
There's only so many song titles, you know? Eventually, we're going to run out of the list, and then there's going to be repeats, Lindsay.
It happens. It really does.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, no, I dig this. So let's listen to some of it. It's Rufus Du Sol. The song is Treat You Better. Nothing to do with Mr. Mendes.
Let's start over.
All right, next and last, we have the difficult to pronounce pop artist.
Been nervous about this whole time.
I've been told it's a capital M and then O with the slash through it.
Yes.
I've been told it's pronounced Ma.
So have I. I think we're going to go with that.
I think we should go with that. But I know I've heard a lot of people say Mo, and I've heard people say Moo.
Guilty. So guilty.
Moo, wow. Let's go with Ma for the time being. Hopefully this is correct. Ma, if you're listening, let us know. The song is called Blur, and it's off of her new album that comes out today, which is her first in 4 years, which is pretty crazy, even though she had an EP out last year that did pretty well. But I don't know what it is about the song. I can't stop listening to it. It's just insanely catchy to me, and it's not that different from anything that she's ever put out, which is the only thing I'd say about it, that I sometimes wish that she would branch out a little bit more into different sounds. But at the same time, like, this song works so well, and this sound she's created for herself works so well. So it's like, why change that? And I just think it's really catchy, and I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, I would agree. I like this song a lot. I've never been huge on her, but, like, I've always been kind of a fan. And this is sort of just the same for the reasons that you said. Like, it sounds like what she does all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. But honestly, some of the other songs on the album I have not yet listened to, but they're intriguing to me because of the collaborations. She did something with What's So Not and Two Feet, which I really want to listen to.
Yeah.
I think Charlie XCX is on the album.
Empress Of is on the album.
Yes, that one too. So yeah, I have to dig in a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I like the song a lot. I'm probably a pretty fair weather fan of Ma. Like, she has some stuff I like, and but it's not like I'm not, like, rabid for more Ma. The guitar, I liked this one especially, though. The guitar part, the kind of strummy, like, disorienting thing reminded me a lot of the Pixies' Where Is My Mind.
That's
in the, like, ripoff sense, but in the kind of, like, it has that same effect, kind of like 10 Cent Word Alert, that kind of, like, vertiginous effect.
Yeah.
Where you, like, you're a little, like, kind of hypnotic and a little, it makes you feel, like, out of it. Yeah, but being the
chorus, the song is called Blur.
It's called right, exactly. So it all comes together. Wow.
We are cutting that out.
No, we're definitely keeping that. We're keeping it and looping it.
Yeah, that should be our new intro music.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
The Sierra sound of snort.
Oh my God! It's over. It's over.
But yeah, and then the chorus is very like more familiar pop type stuff. Bye, Tati. All right, so let's listen to it. It's Ma Blur. All right, that was Ma. Honestly, don't worry about it, Tati. Like, that was...
Worry about what?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll be curious listening back if it actually is that audible.
I don't think
it is. I feel like it wasn't an audible snort. But
I really didn't notice it.
I noticed it, but no. Yeah.
Anyways,
that's all we have.
Wow. Yeah, I'm done. But it was a lot.
I'm done.
So.
Yeah, my face hurts. Let's just end this here. Lindsay, yeah. Thanks as always. Tati, thanks for coming
you
on and making
so
an impression. And
we'll never forget you.
Tweet us. Yeah, we'll never forget you. Or invite you back. But yeah, tweet us.
Rate
recommendations.
Us. Yeah.
Rate us. And we'll catch you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.